Evening, boys and girls. So, because I'm a glutton for punishment, this is installment number 4. And those few brave or curious souls who have read the tags and decided to click play anyway. Welcome. I'm not sure, understandably or inexplicably terrified of doing this particular ramble. And I've been thinking about it for days. So I mentioned at one point that during the course of doing this denial, I started to realize that new things, pretty much anything, was starting to turn me on. And I was listening to a lot more audios, and really just clicking on anything that sparked my interest, my curiosity. And one day, sorry, I'm still really nervous and I'm actually blushing as I'm talking here. So one day, I clicked on an audio that actually was a scat play audio, and it was really well done, and I just found it really, really hot, and ever since then I've been trying to kind of rationalize it and kind of intellectually take it back down to its components and try and figure out why I've been so intrigued. I do have a friend who is into it and who has been kind enough to kind of help me explore it a little bit. And it's been nice to have a couple of friends, actually, who have been very open to letting me sort of just talk about my fantasies and how they've sort of evolved even over the course of the last week. And it's still really hard to talk about for some reason. So it's not everything about scat that is hot. And I've discovered very recently that trying to find visual porn of it is very hit and miss for me, because a lot of the more shock value stuff does nothing for me or actually turns me off. Which is not to say that there's not a market for it. I'm sure some people like it a lot. Some of it just doesn't do anything for me. And I think what does something for me more than anything else is not actually the visual. Part of it is just simply the taboo of it, because, you know, nice girls aren't supposed to like things that are literally that dirty. There's a lot of, you know, it's gross and shameful, and so sort of reveling in that actual filth is, you know, something that's supposed to be so wrong can be kind of liberating, I think, in a way. Another part of it for me and how I actually was introduced to it in the first place is that, and it is along the same vein of that sort of liberation, is that I'm somebody who really loves anal sex. And sort of the one reservation, the one drawback, if you will, of anal sex, when, especially when you're dealing with another person, is, you know, am I clean enough? What if something happens? Are they going to freak out? You know? And so the idea of not having to worry about that and just being able to let go and enjoy the joys of anal sex, or even going further than that and having somebody who might even be turned on or excited by that prospect of it, is, like I said before, kind of liberating and just allows you to enjoy the act and not have any of the worry. And like I said, when you're somebody that enjoys butt stuff as much as I do, that idea, that fantasy is really appealing, really alluring. So now, as if we hadn't already ventured far enough into the realm of TMI, so I've mentioned over the last couple of days that I nearly broke my denial, which was a surprise to me. And it happened kind of during my exploration, because just out of curiosity, you know, a girl gets curious. I found myself in the bathroom and I had to go. And I may have sort of pushed a finger up inside just to see what that would feel like. And I'm trying not to be embarrassed, because I know if this was somebody else talking about it, I wouldn't want them to be embarrassed. So I'm just gonna try and push through. No pun intended. So, I pushed a finger up inside, as I was trying to go, and just to kind of feel things moving, feel things stretching, and all of a sudden, in the process of that, I could feel things getting tight and fluttery and pulsing, sort of like things happen when I'm about to come, and I was shocked. And so I stopped, because obviously I didn't want to break my denial, and I did my business and finished up and cleaned up and sort of tried to process what had just happened. It was really interesting, and I thought, well, maybe, you know, I don't know. But the next day, because when time does not make for any sort of proof or anything other than a single anecdote, I sort of repeated my little experiment, and it happened all over again. And so I'm kind of left with that. And that there's something about that sort of tactile stimulation that obviously I still am kind of at a loss to explain it. So, but it is what it is. And again, it's something that I'm still exploring, still trying to kind of come to grips with and not be embarrassed about. I don't know. I just felt like it's something that doesn't get talked about a lot. And, I mean, it's a fetish everybody kind of knows about, but is kind of on the immovable hard limit list for most people. You know? But obviously there are people who that's not a limit for. And I don't know. I'm not saying that I'll ever do a scat audio beyond this one. But it's not a hard limit anymore at this point. And I can kind of see some of the appeal, I guess. And I figure if I can't have a few drunks, have a few drinks, and share my bashful little foray into the basest filth with you lovely people here, how else could I do it, right? So, anyway, I don't know what I really hope to accomplish by all this. Except sort of opening up and getting it off my chest and hoping not to be judged, I guess, first of all. But maybe making people think a little bit about it. And opening up some discussion, maybe. Okay. I'm definitely gonna have to stop touching myself now because oh, but I don't want to. I want to keep touching. But I have to stop. Okay. I promise. My next ramble will be a little more tame and palatable for more of the population, but hopefully, if you listened, if you got all the way through this, hopefully you enjoyed at least some of my ramble.